The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7 FM. Stay tuned. Pre-game coverage followed by opening tip-off are coming up after these messages from our Care Radio sports boosters.
Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville is the premier trailer dealer in Northeast Kansas, serving all of the Midwest. If you need a stock trailer, a cargo trailer, a utility trailer, they have them all. Visit BlueValleyTrailers.com or call 785-363-2224 today.
KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison. Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
At Hummelgaard Family Dentistry in Atchison, your comfort and health come first. You're in good hands.
I'm Dr. Jordan Hummelgaard, formerly Campbell. I grew up right here in Atchison. Caring for the community means everything to me. We take time to listen and make sure you feel comfortable and cared for, whether it's your first visit or your 50th. When you walk through our doors, you're family.
Hummelgaard Family Dentistry at 913-367-7270 or stop by 817 Santa Fe in Atchison. Hummelgaard Family Dentistry.
There we go, and here we are, and welcome to Tournament Week here on Care Radio, as we're going to be tonight at the Jefferson County North Girls Tournament. We're going to be in the Middle Elementary School facility in Nortonville for our doubleheader this evening. The first one is going to be the Phoenix of Atchison and Valley Falls. Hello again, everybody, with Joseph producing and engineering in the studio. Tom Couch with you here courtside. Tell you what, we're going to take a brief interlude. We'll be back. We're going to bring you starters. We're going to bring a little insight. And then it'll be the first of two games tonight. We'll be right back.
It's time for you to get the care that you deserve. When you're in our hands, you can rest assured that you're getting the best that there is. Here at Atchison Senior Village, we strive every day to be the skilled nursing facility of choice in our community. We make sure that each day you spend with us is filled with the caliber of service that will make your stay comfortable, safe, and therapeutic. Our in-house therapy team promotes quality outcomes for short-term, long-term, and outpatient residents. Let us take care of you or your loved one. For more information, contact me, Nikki Weigel, today at 913-209-0138.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
Good deals are hard to come by these days, unless you're at Taco John's. A crispy beef taco, bean burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink for just $5? Oh, what a steal. $7 for a pair of crispy beef tacos, plus a nacho crunch beef burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink? That's a steal, too. And just $9 for a super crispy beef taco, chicken stuffed grill taco, junior potato olays, churro, and a small drink? Well, now that's highway taco robbery. Order these meal steals in-restaurant or online, only at Taco John's.
All right, the public address announcer introducing the starters to the crowd here this evening to continue to make its way into the Nortonville facility here, the elementary middle school building. And as they do that, let me bring you the starters. First of all, for the Valley Falls Dragons, under head coach Chad Van Houten, his assistant coach Stacy Cervantes. They come into the game at 4-8 on the year. And they're going to be starting Paisley Heinen and Callie DeLong. Abby Wilson, all juniors. A sophomore, Brecken Moore, and senior, Gracie Connor. For the Atchison Phoenix, and head coach Nick Rebad, his assistant coach is Julie Miller. And they're going to be starting a senior, Kaya Downing. They're going to start a junior, Lane Tate. Freshman, Alondra Herrera, Zariah Burge, and Carly Clem. So those are going to be the starters for the Phoenix. They come into the game today at 5-6. Valley Falls, the number three team in the NEKL side of this tournament bracket. And Atchison, number two in the non-NEKL side of the bracket. We're going to be set to go here, so hope you're joining Atchison, the home team. They're going to be in the home whites with gold and red lettering and trim. For Valley Falls, it's going to be the traveling road gear, the black uniforms with gold and white. We're set to go and hope you enjoy it. Atchison, Valley Falls, it's going to be the girls' game, second game coming up after this one at about 7:30 or so. The ball goes up, the tip is away. Phoenix, they're going to control this thing down, and with that, we are underway. They're going to lob it to the right side of the lane. No room in the middle. Bring it back out on top. Valley, they're starting off a little 2-3 zone. For Atchison, there is a notable issue that they'll have to contend with. And talking to Coach Rebounder, he says, we have ways of dealing with this. Their numbers are small. They've suffered some injuries. And they are traveling with 7 players tonight. So for the Phoenix, no room for foul trouble, no room for anything untoward to happen. They're going to need to keep everybody well and healthy and participating. And now we're going to get a turnover by Valley Falls. Each team has had a possession. Neither team has had a shot on goal yet. We are at 7:20 to play in the opening quarter. Phoenix coming back down the court with it. Over to the right side. It's going to be Carly Clem on the wing. Kicks it out on top to Zariah. Burns rotates it over to the left side where Alondra Herrera dribbles back to the top. Valley Falls again sticking in the 2-3 zone. They'll feed to the top of the key. And here's a long three launched and off the window, but it doesn't go down. Battle for the rebound. Ends up in a jump ball possession. Valley Falls. The fans continuing to make their way in. And for basketball fans, the 6 o'clock-ish start, pretty typical for what I think both of these teams experience during the course of a regular season. So this is not an abnormal time for either of these teams to get underway with their games. Here's a shot for the Dragons from the outside. Won't go in. And the ball loose. It's going to get away, go out of bounds, and it'll be Valley Falls basketball. So at 6:40 to go in the opening quarter, we are still scoreless. Valley Falls and Atchison High School. The ball's going to be knocked away, going to be slapped out of bounds. Touch pass by the Phoenix, Carly Clem. Back it'll come into Valley Falls down to the baseline. Paisley Heinen inbounds it. Little jump top of the left side is up and no good. Offensive rebound, twisting, turning. Shot's going to be deflected, and Atchison coming up with a basketball. Herrera outlets it into the forecourt. Driving it down the right side, shot up, off the window, rolls around. It won't go in. Rebound Atchison. The follow shot, no. Rebound is going to be off the floor. Dragons coming up with a basketball. Still scoreless at 6:16 to go. And a foul in the backcourt by AHS. The whistle is going to be on Atchison, and it will be on. Is that on Alondra? It is. So Alondra Herrera will collect her first foul. Valley Falls will put the ball in play from the backcourt. Just over 6 minutes to go in what is yet a scoreless opening quarter. The ball's going to be slapped away, and Zariah Burge will have touched it last. Valley Falls is just going to let this thing roll and roll and go out of bounds down in the corner, their offensive forecourt corner. And they're going to have it back in play again. Dragons work it out on top, driving in. A little one-handed runner off the mark. Rebound pulled down by Atchison. Herrera coming up with a basketball, and she'll bring it up the floor herself. Jumps it over to the left side, gets it to the hands of Zariah. Back out on top. Herrera shot up, no good. Rebound Atchison. Lane Tate will clear it down. Phoenix are going to reset the offense. Launch from the outside for 3, and it's up and good. And the first points of the game belong to Carly Clem. So Atchison is broken on top, 3-0. And we are 5.5 to go in the first quarter. Shot up, Valley Falls won't roll in. Here come the Phoenix. Atchison is going to race this thing up the floor. Just if I'm going to adjust this back just a little bit, because it seemed like it was a little way too much to make me comfortable. And if you don't like that, you should let me know. Well, we'll adjust it yet further. But that, I think, sounds like it's probably going to cap a little less. Here's a shot for the top for Atchison. Not going to go in, but Phoenix are going to rebound it down. Offensive board by Kaya Downing. She'll run it over to the right side, still above the three-point ring, deep in the corner. Dumps it out to the right edge. Carly has it, comes back out on top, Zariah. around to the left side. Three-point shot up the back of the rim, and the rebound's going to be taken down by the Dragons. Up with a basketball, Gracie. Connor's going to kick it up to the right side. Now they're going to launch it into the forecourt, across the baseline, pass stepped in front of it, stolen away. Back up with it's going to come the Phoenix, and up with it is going to be Alondra. And as she comes up the court, it gets away from her. It's going to go out of bounds. Atchison will turn it over. 4.5 to go. Now things have started moving a little bit. These teams kind of getting their game legs going. Time moving a little more quickly, but for Valley Falls, offense is still not picked up. The pass inside, batted away. Kaya Downing gets a hand on it, and we're going to have an offensive foul on the upcourt play by Atchison. The foul is going to be on Zariah Burge. It will be her first. It'll be Phoenix team foul 2. And for Atchison, a substitution, Lane Tate is going to rotate out, and we're going to get Alicia Ross. Alicia's a sophomore into the game for Coach Revant. Approaching the midpoint of the opening quarter, the cross-court pass is batted, and reaching in, we have the ball knocked free, and then a little double dribble, and it's going to be Atchison basketball. 4:10 to go in the first quarter. Phoenix with a 3-0 lead. A point scored on a long shot by Carly Clem. We've had one bucket in the first 4 minutes of this game. Here comes Atchison to bring it out top to Raya. Kaya will go to the right side, back out above the circle. Hook pass comes out on top. Here's a three. Set sail wide. Rebound goes way out on top. It's going to get away. It's going to go out of bounds. It's going to be Atchison basketball coming in right by the side of the scorer's table across the way. I'm enjoying the view of the game from the, what I'm going to call the bleacher side, the north side of this east-west running court. Across the way from me, the scorer's table at the mid-court line and benches on either end. No shot clock here, so these schools have all the time they want. Here's a pass in the middle. The shot's up, no good. Offensive rebound. Kick back right. Here's Herrera. Goes for the long shot. Misses. Followed up by Atchison. Misses. Rebound. Valley Falls. And then two defenders surround the ball. Going to get a jump ball called. Comes back to the Phoenix. 3:24 to go in the opening quarter. And Atchison will be inbounding. It'll be Carly Clem doing the inbound work. She's looking it in. I think once gets Kaya, instead goes right side where the long two's up and no good. And a rebound, tipped around. Atchison going to save it. Valley reaches in, can't steal it. Phoenix will dump it over to the right side to Kaya. Now a defender reaches in, and these two go hard to the floor. We'll get a jump off. Just moments ago, you may have heard an increase in the fan noise level, and it would appear that a whole handful of the Valley Falls boys have shown up to cheer on their schoolmates. So here we go. Valley down to the baseline, and Atchison is going to steal the bounce pass. 3 minutes to go in the opening quarter, still 3-0. Not a lot of points in this one. 3-point shot, left side, boom! Another 3-pointer by Carly Clem, and she's got all 6 points in the game. Now we're at 2 minutes and 49 to play in the first. Valley Falls can't get anything on the board in the early going. And by early, I mean opening quarter. Here's a shot up for the baseline, hits the side of the backboard, and the rebound cleared away by Kaya. Here comes Atchison. Phoenix up the floor. Alondra heels it to center circle, swings it over to the left side. Malicia to the free throw line, to the baseline. Shot by Kaya, won't go. Rebound. Pulled down by Valley. Loose on the floor, and we're going to get a foul called. It will be a foul on Atchison. The whistle on, is that on Zariah? It is her second. So for sophomore, Zariah Birch of Atchison. Personal foul number 2, team foul 3. 2:10 and counting to play in the first quarter. And still Valley Falls, no points. Just saw by Atchison. Coming down the court. Flying down the right side. The running shot is up. No good. And a Valley Falls foul. Going to put Alondra Herrera at the free throw line. I think that foul is going to be on Brecken Moore. It'll be her first. That's going to be the first Valley Falls foul in the game this afternoon. And we're at 2:05 to go in the first quarter. Herrera takes her time, launches it. It is perfect. So that is the first point this evening for Alondra Herrera. One more shot. That one rolls around, does not go in. Rebound is going to be taken down by Abby Wilson. Here comes Valley Falls. Drag is quickly down the court to the right side of the lane and stopping. And right now, the Dragons are having trouble with the height of Kaya Downing. She's very intimidating to this team. They came down the court that time. Kaya stepped up, just held her ground, and the ball handler hits the brakes and pulls up the dribble and ultimately turns it over. And so right now, Valley Falls is having trouble matching up with Atchison. And we're going to get an Atchison timeout. Taken by Coach Rebant. Let's do it. Just at the break, we're at a minute 46 to go in the opening quarter of the game one. It's the Phoenix 7, Valley Falls nothing.
Hi, it's Erica at Queen Bee Boutique. Whether you're looking for a perfect pair of Judy blue jeans, a chic dress, or a fun graphic tee, we've got something you'll love in sizes small through 3X. Complete your look with purses, accessories, and European brand makeup, Celesti. Treat yourself to California Mango Natural Hair Care at Queen Bee Fashion Meets Beauty, all in one stop. Visit us today at 525 Commercial Street in Atchison, and let's find your new favorite look.
Ready to make history and maybe $500? During halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School, you could be one of two lucky contestants who will have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500, sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the schools. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
Kansas. Welcome back, everyone. Joseph in the studio. Tom Counts with you here courtside during the timeout. Some of the Valley Falls fans in the crowd are insinuating that I'm like the team play-by-play guy for the Dragons because I've been at maybe the last three games now. Kind of seems like it. The good news is you really get to know the names really well. Don't have to rely on that program. Here's the inbound by Atchison, and they're going to turn it over. Valley Falls coming back up the court with a minute and a half to play in the opening quarter. And a steal by Atchison, bringing it down the court. On the run, Zariah in, up, give her two more. Zariah Burge. It is now 9-0. Valley Falls still looking for a point. And they'll get a shot away, and we'll get a foul called. Valley Falls will have an opportunity to score from the free throw line. With a minute 14 to go in the opening quarter, it's going to be the first foul by Kaya Downing. It'll be Atchison team foul four. Valley Falls has committed only one. And at the line, that's going to be Cadron. Cadron's shot doesn't go in. Cadron Strickler, a freshman for Valley Falls. She is, I believe, and I'm not basing this on numbers, just on like watching them on the floor. She may be the tallest player for the ladies for Valley Falls. Second free throw off the rim. Once, twice, no. Rebound tipped out. Here comes Atchison. Up the floor, Malicia Ross. She will get it back behind her. Alondra Herrera. Atchison motion to the right side. We go inside a minute to play in the opening quarter. Here's Malicia with it. Her pass is loose. It's on the floor. Saved by Atchison. They'll go to the right side of the lane. The lob pass comes back on top. The runner from the right side is off the mark. No good. Rebounding it down is going to be the Dragon. Reckon Moore coming up with the basketball. Outlet. Here's Cadron. She'll drive and shoot and score. And Valley's on the board. Strickler makes it a 9-2 game with that. 35 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Atchison Maywell takes the foul. Oh, Valley Falls coming up with a steal of the pass. Driving it down the court. There's a screen. There's a shot. It's blocked out of bounds. A nice screen set up by one of her teammates, but as the shot was getting set to go up by Paisley Heinen, a defender comes across the floor and just rejects that thing. Slaps it out down to the baseline, and with 19 seconds left in the opening quarter, Valley Falls will inbound it out on top to Abby Wilson. Abby skips it over to the left side to Paisley. Heine goes down low. No room for Brecken. She'll dribble it off on top. 9 seconds. They're going to have to do something. 7 seconds to the right side. 6 seconds. Long two-point shot. Misses. Offensive rebound. Followed up. Miss. Rebound. Offensive rebound. And the clock expires before another shot is taken. And we've come to the end of one. Timeout on the court in Nortonville, Kansas. At the end of the opening quarter, it's the Atchison Phoenix 9. Valley Falls Lady Dragons 2.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Hey, we welcome you back to Nortonville, Kansas. And Atchison puts the ball in play, and their up-court pass stolen by Valley Falls. And Valley Falls' up-court pass stolen back by Atchison. Burks will skip it over to the right side, and it's stolen back by Valley Falls. So defense is the name of the game as the second quarter gets underway. Dragons with the basketball. They'll go baseline from outside the block. The shot is up. Must have been partially deflected. Rebound to go back down. Valley Falls, he'll skip it back out to the top. Rick and Moore is going to handle it there. Drives it into the lane. The feed to the left side. A little hook shot is going to be up and good. The bucket belongs to Gracie Connor. It'll be her first point of the ball game in 9-4 Atchison at 7:15 to play opening half. For the Phoenix, 6 points for Carly Clem on a couple of threes. Here's a beautiful backdoor pass, but the layup won't fall. Rebound, Dragon. Stolen back by Atchison. Herrera up, missed again. Rebounding it down again is Atchison. Or excuse me, is Valley Falls. 9-4 Phoenix. Cross court, the shot, up and good. And Gracie will get another bucket. Gracie Connor now at 4. Caden Strickler with 2 for Valley Falls. For Atchison, a half a dozen for Carly Clamp, 2 for Zariah Burge. The other point belongs to Alondra Herrera. Atchison looking for his first points of the second quarter. We'll skip it over to the right side. Herrera looks to the middle, lobs it off on top. The long 2 is up and short. Offensive rebound, followed up and missed. Rebounding it down now. It's going to be Valley Falls. They'll fly up the court. Here comes Callie DeLong. Over to the right side. All alone. In. Up and in for Valley. And we're going to get an Atchison timeout. The Phoenix had raced to a 9-0 lead, and now the Dragons storming back. We're taking a break at 6:07 to go in the first half. It's a 1-point game. Atchison 9, Valley Falls 8.
Brick Street Bourbon Catering Services. We do it all. Weddings, business events, receptions, luncheons, birthday parties, dinner parties, showers, funerals, and all your special occasions. We can bring it to you or you can come to us. We offer full catering services in our banquet room and dining room. Contact Brick Street Bourbon in Valley Falls, Kansas. We do it all, big or small. Call 785-217-6357.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. With their signature stack burgers, chicken sandwiches, and chicken strip baskets, there's something for everyone. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a Hot Foot Sundae, Dipped Cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Jefferson County North girls midseason tournament as the Atchison Phoenix down here tonight against Valley Falls in the first game of the first round. Phoenix jumped out 9-0, but Valley's battled back. It's a 9-8 Atchison lead. A three up, no rebound. Pulled down by the Dragons. And a reach in the backcourt, and we're going to get a foul. And that's a big one, as it is going to be foul number three for Zariah Burge. And talking to Coach Reback before the game, they got to be very careful with fouls and keeping players as fresh as they can, because due to some injuries and things, they are down to only seven available players for this evening. So now Zariah will have to come out of the game, 5:39 to go in the first half. She has three personal fouls. Here comes Valley Falls. They'll dish it over to the left side, now to the side of the lane, to feed underneath. The shot is up, and a block, and a whistle, and a foul. The pass is to the across the lane to a wide-open shooter. And as Kadren Strickler goes up with the shot, coming in from behind Alondra Herrera, her second foul. So Kadren is at the free throw line for two. First one won't go in. Kadren with 2 points in the game so far. Atchison two second quarter fouls. Valley Falls has not committed a second quarter foul yet. And officials having a little powwow, and they're going to drop back. One more shot coming up here for Valley Falls and freshman Kadren Strickler. It is up. Perfect. So Kadren ties the game at 9. We've got 5:23 to go. So these two teams have each gone over a varying amount of time on a 9-0 run. And now up court, the ball's loose. The player slipping and falling. It finally picked up by Valley. The three shot missing. The offensive board goes up, and we're going to get another Atchison foul. It's going to be called on Kaya. And now for the Phoenix, two fouls on Kaya, two fouls on Alondra, three on Zariah. Kadren Strickler back at the free throw line for a couple of more shots. She is one of two at the line. That one makes her two of three. She kicks it off the window and good. 5:06 to play. First half. And now Valley is on a 10-0 run. That one does not go in, and they will wave it off anyway and say that Strickler commits a lane violation. So had it gone in, it would not have counted. And it is 10-9 Phoenix. 5 minutes ago in the opening half. Atchison, it's been a while getting anything on the board. Cross court, the pass out on top. Alondra, 4-3. Dip in and out, no. Rebound, slapped around, tipped around. It's going to get away and go out of bounds. It'll be Atchison basketball. Phoenix will have it in at their offensive end, trailing 10-9. Looking it in. Inbounding it is going to be Carly. She'll bring it out on top. Now start into the lane. Stop there. Wants to go behind her. Needs some help. Looking for help. There she'll get it. Around to the right side. The bounce pass by Felicia. Cross left side. The three shot short. Rebound tipped around underneath. Saved by Atchison. In the lane. Hook shot pretty. Kaya Downing picking up her first point, puts her team back in front at 11-10. And we're at 4:10 to go. And it's been a pretty quickly moving first half. Girls high school basketball here in the JCN Girls Tournament. Now the ball's going to be getting away. Picked up. Here comes Atchison. Down the floor is Lynn Tate. Her shot blocked by Kadren Strickler. Valley Falls runs to the other end of the floor. Racing down. The right side is going to be Callie. To the baseline. It's three. Doesn't go. Rebound Phoenix. Alondra up the floor, weaves her way to the rack, goes in, goes up, draws a foul, coming to the line. Two free throws. Not sure as she had cut between two players against whom this foul is going to be called. It's going to be on Callie DeLong. It'll be her first. And the free throw is good. Alondra Herrera, 2 points. Two out of three at the free throw line. One more. Off the rim. Nope. Rebound. It's going to be cleared down by Valley Falls. Atchison leading at 12-10. Here's a shot. Up and short. Cleared down on the board. Kaya Downing. Atchison back the other way. 3:20 to play. Three-pointer on the long, but just a little bit short. Herrera brings it down. Kaya goes three. Doesn't get it. Rebound, Dragon. Here comes Paisley Heinen, and she gets tripped to the floor. No foul call. The ball rose to midcourt. Phoenix, the Dragons pick it up and double dribble the basketball. And a little bit of mayhem right now with 3 minutes to go in the half. 12-10, Atchison in front. The Middle Arc League and the Northeast Kansas League getting together here. And now a pass to an unaware player, stolen by Valley, down the court, the shot blocked, the follow shot, knocked home. There was no foul called, but the subsequent basket by Gracie Connor gives her eight. We're tied again now at 12. 2:45 to go in the first half. Atchison with the basketball, and we're going to get a Valley Falls foul in front of the Dragon bench, and it's going to be committed by Brecken Moore. Brecken will have her second foul this afternoon. 12-12. 2 minutes and 41 to go. First half. Got one more game coming up after this, and here's Alondra for three. It'll be short, and the rebound tipped out of bounds. Valley Falls basketball. Dragons are going to switch out. They're going to bring Kadron back in and take Brecken out. Inside 2.5 to go in the first half. DeLong goes all the way into the lane, and her shot goes up, and I'll say it caroms over the backboard. Off the miss, back with it will come Atchison. 2:25 left. We're in the first half of a tie game. And slowly, methodically, Alondra Herrera, the sophomore for the Phoenix, walks it up. Her pass to the right side is going to be knocked away, stolen. And then we're going to get a foul call in the backcourt. The ball was stolen by Kadron Strickler. And then reaching in, trying to steal it back, Lane Tate. She'll pick up the foul. Her first, Atchison's fourth. And here comes Valley Falls. They'll lose a handle, pick it up. Atchison's going to steal it. 2 minutes ago in the first half. Alondra, right side, stops, goes long cross court. The bounce pass into the corner. Laney's goes three. No. Rebound Alondra. Goes up. Give it to her, plus one. The bucket, good. And for Herrera, an opportunity at a conventional three. She is 2 of 4 at the free throw line. That is going to be the second foul by Callie DeLong. And the free throw will not drop. 14-12 Atchison with a minute 47 and winding to play in the opening half. Valley Falls will skip it over to the right block. Pivoting with the left foot, it'll come back out on top. Back to the free throw line. Driving down the baseline. Off the screen. The shot is up. Blocked away by Kaya. And reaching in, it'll be tied up by Kadron. Possession arrow. Valley Falls. With a minute and a half to go in this first half. This has been a really exciting game. Now, not if you'd like a lot of points, but if you'd like a really close one, that's what this game has been. 14-12. Hook pass to the free throw line and a 15-foot jump shot wide right. Rebound is loose on the floor. Going to be saved by Strickler. She'll bring it back out up top to DeLong. The shot by Callie. No. Rebound pulled down by the Dragons. This time it's cleared away by Gracie. Connor gets it back to DeLong. The baseline runner blocked away. Saved by Atchison. Here comes the Phoenix. 1 minute to go and a half. Herrera down to the right side. Jumps it off on top. Squaring up. Going three. It'll be short. Rebound pulled down by Kaya. And then Downey's going to have the ball just taken away from her. Valley Falls back up court for the basketball. And here comes Callie DeLong. Dumps it over to the right side. They'll kick it out on top. Return it to Callie. Skips it over to the left side to Paisley. Heinen goes to the free throw line. Reverses it out on top to Strickland. Here's a three. Rims around. No good. Rebound, Atchison, and we're going to get a Valley Falls foul on the board. I suspect it's going to be on Paisley Heinen. With about half a minute to go in the first half, Paisley will have her first foul. It'll be Valley Falls team foul four. So each team has committed four fouls. And walking it up the floor with a two-point lead is Alondra Herrera. She'll lob it over to the left side. Back out on top. And it's going to be knocked away, and it's going to go out of bounds. And the coaches are trying to work the officials. They thought it was going to be Valley Falls basketball, but it is not. Back out on top again. Here comes the Phoenix. Sliding over to the right side, Herrera. All the way to the corner, 11 on the shot clock, or 11 actually on the game clock. And now a pass to the top as a whistle blows, and we're going to have a foul off the basketball, an offensive foul by Atchison. So the player control foul, even though it's team foul five, will not result in subsequent free throws. It will be the second foul of the game by Laney Tate. And Valley Falls will be inbounding the ball with 10 seconds left in the half. And tell you what, they have taken a timeout. It's going to be short when Joseph, we're going to hang on to it right here. We will take a moment to remind everybody that after this game will be game two this evening. So we're looking forward to bringing you that. It is going to be the NEK Nighthawks and Oskaloosa. So looking forward to that one. Should be some pretty good ball again between a couple of teams who are not traditionally on one another's schedule. So it's kind of one of the fun parts of tournament week. Okay, here we go. Valley Falls is going to be putting it in play right between their bench and the scorer's table in the backcourt. 10, to be exact, 10.9, or 10.6, make it 10.6 to go in the first half. And now we've lost something. I don't know if we're looking for a contact or maybe we've got somebody spilled a little water bottle on the floor in front of the Phoenix bench and they're trying to. They sent someone out to custodial to grab up some towels. We're going to towel this thing down a little bit. 10.6 to go in the first half, 14-12. Atchison in front. Valley Falls will have the ball in play for the backcourt. So that's plenty of time to get this thing up the floor. First thing coming out of the timeout, you've got a chance to design a little something to get a decent look at the bucket. So we'll see just what they have gotten scratched out here. And they're taking a world of time getting this thing mopped down. It's going to be really nicely done, I'm going to tell you. Can't rub the floor that long without having a pretty good job done. Oh, yeah. There you go. The crowd appreciates them. All right, here we go. Valley will roll it in and pick it up in midcourt. 8 seconds. Over to the wing. Back on top with five. Driving left with four. The lob to the baseline, stolen by Atchison, and the half-court shot will not get off as the time runs out, and we are at the end of the opening half. We'll return to Nortonville, Kansas, to summarize it for you. The teams are headed for the locker room, where it is Atchison 12, Valley Falls, Atchison 14, Valley Falls 12.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7 FM. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Amberwell Pharmacy now offers free prescription delivery available to those living within the city limits of Atchison, Hiawatha, Effingham, Lancaster, Everest, Horton, Highland, and Troy. It's the perfect option if you have limited mobility or find it difficult to pick up your prescriptions. Learn more about Amberwell Pharmacy and our free delivery services by calling 913-367-1654 in Atchison or 785-742-6190 in Hiawatha or visit our website at amberwellhealth.org.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
Kansas, it's the alternate site. They're running two sites to get this girls' tournament in for Kepsa County North halftime. The Phoenix with the lead over Valley Falls, but it's a slim one at 14-12 for Atchison. Paced it away, Carly Klim with 6-4 for Alondra Herrera. With Kaya Downing and Zaria Burge, each with 2 for Valley Falls. What a game so far by Gracie Connor. She's got 8, the other 4, Caden Strickler. Fouls? Well, for Atchison, 3 on Zariah Burge, 2 each on Downing, Herrera, and Tate. For Valley Falls, 2 apiece on DeLong and 4. Teams are warming up for game 2, but right now, we're going to take a breather. We'll be back to bring you the second half of the Phoenix Dragons game on Care Radio. But with the intermission score, Atchison, 14, Valley Falls, 12. Back we go to Joseph at the Care Sports Studio. Got your tournament halftime.
Need dependable electrical service? Gerber Electric in Atchison is here to light the way. From quick fixes to major projects, their trusted team delivers quality work backed by free estimates and a satisfaction guarantee. And while you're out, swing by their retail store at 405 North 17th Street for everything you need to keep things powered up. Bulbs, batteries, breakers, connectors, and more. Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition. Stop in or give them a call today.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repairs, or even replacement, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
Looking for a fresh, fast, and delicious meal in Atchison? Head to Subway, conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct. From made-to-order sandwiches and wraps to crisp salads, protein bowls, and breakfast options, Subway has something for everyone, any time of day. And be sure to watch for their special $6.99 meal of the day for a great deal on your favorites. Fresh ingredients, great value, and made just the way you like it. Eat fresh at Subway in Atchison.
When your outdoor space needs real attention, trust the team that's been serving Atchison and the surrounding area since 1991. Urban Lawn Care, family-owned and full-service, they handle everything from design and dirt work, tree care, irrigation service, and complete lawn maintenance. And when winter rolls in, they've got snow and ice removal covered too. Hundreds of homeowners and businesses rely on Urban Lawn Care to take on the tough job so you can simply enjoy the results. Visit them at 6300 Ottawa Road, go to urbanlawncarellc.com or call 913-367-4478 today. Urban Lawn Care, your all-season experts.
Good evening and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7. We'll be back to the JCN Girls Tournament in just a few minutes. Taking a look at the Care Country sports schedule, we've got Wednesday with Benedictine Ravens basketball as the Ravens will be taking on Baker. Tune in at 5:30 for the women's game. The men should take to the court sometime right around 7:30 or so on Wednesday night. Coming up on Thursday, we've got Sports Look, where Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Look airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report, right around 5:15 to 5:20. Following Sports Look, we've got the High School Coaches Insight Show, where we interview the coaches of Atchison, Marshall Mount Academy, ACCHS, and JCN. On Friday, we don't exactly know what we're doing. We're having possible tournament games right here at Hot Country 93.7. Keep it tuned, and we will keep you up to date as soon as we know. Saturday, for sure, we're going to have Benedictine Ravens basketball as the women will take to the court versus Peru State at 2 p.m. The men will take to the court sometime right around 4 p.m.
Need CPAP or oxygen supplies? KexRx Pharmacy has you covered. KexRx CPAP and oxygen supply specialists deliver one-on-one consultations in pharmacy or right to your door. From billing your insurance, finding the perfect mask fit, or even setting up hassle-free resupplies, KexRx Pharmacy is here every step of the way. At KexRx, your comfort, safety, and peace of mind come first. Don't wait. Breathe easier today. Call 785-742-3546 or visit KexRx.com to book your consult with KexRx Pharmacy today.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College. For quality meat and hometown service, head to Anderson Meats in Troy. Known for expert custom processing, Anderson Meats also features a great retail room stocked with a variety of fresh cuts, perfect for the grill, freezer, or tonight's supper. And don't forget their customer favorite, flavored beef sticks that folks just can't get enough of. Plus, there's plenty of other easy grab-and-go items. Anderson Meats in Troy for custom processing and more. Book your processing now at Anderson Meats in Troy. Quality you can taste, service you can trust.
Euler Law Office in Troy is proud to support area schools and athletes. Joel Euler is your local attorney for all your legal needs. Contact Joel Euler at Euler Law Office for honest, dependable, and accountable general practice. 785-985-4000, Euler Law Office on Main Street in Troy.
Taking a look at the score in this game right now, we've got Atchison High ladies at 14, Valley ladies at 12. We'll be going back to Tom Couts in just a moment. I'll be talking about the weather eye forecast in about a minute or so.
Some things get better with time. Bourbon, work gloves, and Uncle Gary's mullet. At Mustang Seeds, we've been around 60 years, but we're not stuck in the past. We invest in top-tier seed and real partnerships, so your farm's ready for today and tomorrow. Because the best things don't just last, they evolve. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
Hi, this is Michelle Garrity with PFRN Realty, powered by the Garrity Group. I know buying or selling a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll make, and that's why my team and I are here to make the process smooth and stress-free. We'll guide you every step of the way with expert advice, experience, and local knowledge you can trust. Come see us at 300 Main Street in Atchison or at our Oskaloosa office at 524 Liberty. Call today at 1-800-994-4742. At PFRN Realty, we are your friend in real estate.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Lows level off around 14 tonight under mainly clear skies. Winds out of the south at around 5 miles an hour. Mainly sunny skies again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 44. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 21. Ample sunshine expected Wednesday with daytime highs approaching 45. 38 Thursday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr for Hot Country 93.7. We're currently reading 17 degrees and clear in downtown Atchison. Winds are out of the southwest at 4 miles per hour, relative humidity 35%, giving us a feels-like temperature of 12 degrees. Barometric pressure, it's falling at 30.42 inches of mercury.
It's time for you to get the care that you deserve. When you're in our hands, you can rest assured that you're getting the best that there is. Here at Atchison Senior Village, we strive every day to be the skilled nursing facility of choice in our community. We make sure that each day you spend with us is filled with the caliber of service that will make your stay comfortable, safe, and therapeutic. Our in-house therapy team promotes quality outcomes for short-term, long-term, and outpatient residents. Let us take care of you or your loved one. For more information, contact me, Nikki Weigel, today at 913-209-0138.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7 FM. We now return to the gym for second half coverage of your feature game.
Welcome back to Nortonville, everyone. Joseph in the studio, producing and engineering. Also was the guy that took care of you at halftime, getting you all that info and entertainment. Joseph? Appreciate you, man. Thank you. Tom Couch with the court side, and we're just getting underway. 12 seconds into the second half, we're going to have our first foul. It's going to be on Valley Falls and Atchison to the free throw line. The shot is up and good, and Atchison goes up by three. The foul is going to be on Valley Falls' Abby Wilson. It'll be Abby's first. Second free throw is not going to be good by Clem. Going to hit the first one, but not the second one, and now the ball is loose on the floor, rolling around, and we're going to get a jump ball out of this, I suspect. Took them a while to decide to make that call, but a jump ball it will be. And it's 7:40 to go. in the third quarter. And Atchison leading at 15-12. Valley Falls comes back up the floor with it. Phoenix took a big lead early, got up 9-0, and Valley battled back, tied the game at 9. And now the shot from the left side is not going to go in for Gracie Connor, and rebound. Kaya Downey, here comes Atchison. Zariah Birch swings it over to the left side. Zariah has to be cautious. She is beginning the second half and is out there with 3 personal fouls. Cross-court pass. Zariah is able to save it. Hook pass down low off the block. It's on the floor. It's going to be rolling along. It's going to get away and get out of bounds. It'll be Valley Falls basketball off the Phoenix. 7 minutes to go in the third. 15-12, Atchison, and the up-court pass slapped out of bounds by Alondra Herrera. Herrera getting tangled up with a much smaller Callie DeLong. They both have a strong competitive drive, but Alondra is the taller of the two by some amount. Pass comes out on top, drive into the lane, lost, picked up. Kelly, jump shot, nope. Rebound, Kaya. Here comes Atchison. Carly Clem brings it up down the left side. 6.5 to go in the third quarter. Atchison with the basketball leading at 15-12. Baseline jump shot on its way, short. Rebound, pulled down by the Dragons, and Paisley Heinen clears it down. Gets it away again to Kelly. She'll go from 14 and miss it. Long rebound, Kaya. She'll bring it up. Outlet, right side. Zariah, coast to coast, driving shot too hard. Rebound, Valley Falls. Dragons are weaving back into the forecourt. 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. Left side, the feed underneath. Everybody, including me, thought she was going to take the 3 shot. Instead, she decided to feed to her teammate off the block, and everybody got tricked, and Atchison will come away with the basketball as Valley Falls turns it over. Here's a left side 3 for Atchison. Missing. Rebound, Valley Falls. Dragons taking it the other way. 5:45 to go. 15-foot shot is short. Follow shot is good. So the putback for Valley Falls by Gracie Connor gives her 10 and makes it 15-14. Atchison by 1. 5.5 to go in the third quarter. Over to the left side. Phoenix go to the corner, bring it back on top as Valley settles into that 2-3 zone. Here's a runner off the window missing. Long rebound cleared by Atchison. Birch goes left side. 3 for Clem. No. Rebound pulled down by Valley Falls. The upcourt pass batted. Saved by the Dragons. They'll get it across the timeline. Weave back to the middle. Skip pass off the block. The runner misses. Rebound, Kaya. Downing will bring it into the fourth quarter self at 4:50 to go in the third quarter. Carly Clem. Left side to Zariah Birch. Got on top, Kaya Downing. Atchison doing a good job of being patient, working the basketball. Here's a shot from the outside. It's a 3 that misses, and we get a push. Looking for the rebound, Kaya Downing gets caught clearing out, and in the process will now have collected her 3rd foul of the game. So each team with 1 third-quarter foul. But for Atchison, 3 fouls on Kaya Downing, 3 fouls on Zariah Burge. Valley Falls has a couple of players with 2, no one with more than that. Baseline 3, airborne, short. Rebound, Atchison. Here comes Herrera to the free throw line, to the right side, falling away, shoots and misses. Offensive rebound underneath, and a jump ball called. Possession, Atchison. We're almost at the midpoint of the third quarter. 4:08 to go. It is a 1-point Phoenix lead, 15-14. It comes in, the quick 3, misses, and a rebound off the floor belongs to Valley Falls. They'll race it in the forecourt. Rocketing, going coast to coast. The driving shot is up, no good, but a foul. The Atchison defender was trailing the play up the court, and when Brickin Moore puts the shot on its way, she's going to get fouled, and that is a pivotal foul. It is the 4th by Kaya Downing. She's got to check out. A couple of free throws coming up here for Brecken. First one, there it is. So Brecken Moore with her first point of the game. Kaya Downing goes out. She's going to have to wait until the fourth quarter probably to get back in with those four fouls. Second free throw's up. It'll be short, and a rebound is on the floor, rolling around. It's still rolling around, and Valley Falls got it. Now Atchison jumps on it, and jump ball called. Possession, Dragon. It is 15-15. 3:53 to go. Inbound it comes, and here's Valley with it on top to Long. Picks it over to Abby, and her pass is stolen. Here goes Alondra, coast to coast. The runner's good. Herrera for two. 17-15 Atchison. 3.5 to play in the third quarter. And another steal by the Phoenix. They'll double up the basketball, and now Valley will steal it back, and Atchison will steal it back again. And another attempt by Valley to steal it will result in a foul being called in the backcourt. This whistle is going to be on Brecken Moore. I got Brecken for three. So she's going to check out. Three fouls. Two team fouls on each club with 3:15 to go in the third quarter. 17-15, Atchison by two. Phoenix with the ball, and as the shot goes up, a foul is committed. They will say the shot came after the foul, so no shot, no free throws. It is a second foul by Abby Wilson. And the inbound for Atchison, the shot misses. Rebound. Here come the Dragons. Up the floor, on the court. One time up and good. And they'll say she traveled. All the way down the court, just kind of waiting for that pass. And it was hard maybe to not shuffle the feet just a little bit, getting squared up. So we are not tied. It's 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. It's still a two-point Phoenix lead, 17-15. Extremely low-scoring game. Atchison way out of the right side. The pass to the wing is going to be anticipated. The Valley Falls defender steps in front of the basketball, and as she comes up with it, there's a collision. Jump ball is going to get called. No foul. Jump ball called, possession, Atchison. 2:47 to go in the third quarter. 17-15, Phoenix. Atchison, the home team and the home whites with red. Here's a shot. Baseline three. That is perfect. Count that three from deep in the corner. We got a foul, and we're going to have free throws on a play away from the shot. Okay, they're not going to have free throws. Here's what happened. The shot from the corner goes up. It's three. It's good. As the players were jockeying for position, we had a Valley Falls foul. And Atchison is going to be putting it in play against. So they got a chance at a six-point possession. And here's a three up and missing. And the long rebound is going to go out of bounds to Valley Falls. So for Valley, probably turned out about as good as it possibly could have. By the way, that is going to be the third foul by Abby Wilson for Valley Falls. So you got Brecken Moore and Abby Wilson with three apiece. For Atchison, you've got Kaya Downing with four and three on Zariah Burge. And we're going to get a timeout. Yes. Taking a break, Joseph, down to 2.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Quite a game we've got going on. It's Atchison 20, Valley Falls 15.
Brick Street Bourbon Catering Services. We do it all. Weddings, business events, receptions, luncheons, birthday parties, dinner parties, showers, funerals, and all your special occasions. We can bring it to you or you can come to us. We offer full catering services in our banquet room and dining room. Contact Brick Street Bourbon in Valley Falls, Kansas. We do it all, big or small. Call 785-217-6357.
FW Houston Medical Center is here for your local health care needs. With a 24/7 walk-in clinic and a variety of long-term care options, FW Houston is your premier health care choice in Jefferson County. Call 913-774-4340 to learn more.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner.
With their signature stack burgers, chicken sandwiches, and chicken strip baskets, there's something for everyone. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot foot sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at mscnews.net.
As we come back, the Phoenix are going to come up with a steal on an inbound play. And the driving shot by Herrera is up. It's good. And Alondra with 8 points has put Atchison in front. And now she's going to steal it again. Bounce it over to the left side to Clem. She'll put it up and in. Make that Zariah Burge with the bucket. 24-15. Atchison has gone on a quick run. And now Valley Falls on the upcourt play. He's just going to lose the ball on the dribble. It's going to go out of bounds. And the Dragons are ending this third quarter really struggling with the basketball. Suddenly down 24-15. Atchison is on a 9-0 run. Minute and a half to go in the third. They've got the ball, and now they'll pass down to the baseline. It's going to get away and off the fingertips of Herrera. Back it will come to Valley Falls. 90 seconds to go in the third quarter. Dragons have the ball, but they are down 9. However, they've been down 9 before and battled back to retake a lead. The feed left, the baseline 3, off the rim, no. Rebound, out of play. And they're going to say it is Valley Falls ball, but the official from the other side says there's a foul, and he is pointing in the middle at, I think it's Carly. We'll wait and see. It is going to be the first foul by Carly Clem. And Valley Falls will inbound it all the way to the top. Dragons get it to Kadron Strickler. Her pass to the right side, slapped out of bounds by Alondra. A minute 11 to go in the third quarter. 24-15, Atchison. Dragons, Paisley Heinen brings it in. Right side to DeLong. Callie doubled up and trapped in the corner. We'll drive it across, goes to the right side of the lane. Shot up, no. Follow shot up, no. Follow shot up, no. And there's the Atchison foul. Multiple putbacks by Valley Falls. Ultimately, bring a foul by Atchison, and free throws coming up for the Dragons. It's going to be a foul on Herrera. Team fouls are even at 4 apiece. And at the line for Valley Falls, it's going to be Gracie. Her shot is short. So Gracie Connor continues to lead all scorers with 10 points. She misses the front one. This one is good. That is her 11th point, and it's 24-16. We're 1:01 to go in the third quarter. Atchison back on offense. They'll kick it over to the left side, and it reaching in. It's a Valley Falls foul, and that will be team foul 5, and that will put Atchison on the line. Coming to the stripe, it's going to be Carly. Carly Clem started the scoring in this game. Matter of fact, in the opening quarter, had 2 3-point shots. She is 1 of 2 at the free throw line, and her first free throw here does not go in. One more opportunity here for the Atchison sophomore, Carly Clem. Sends it in. So if you will get 1 of 2, it is 25-16. 50 seconds to go in the third quarter. Valley Falls will look to the middle, go down the lane, lose a handle on the ball, roll over, and that's a travel. Yeah, that's not a slide. That was a basketball move and rolling across the floor. Not going to be something they'll let you get away with. And here comes Atchison. 36, 35, 34 seconds to go in the third quarter. Phoenix with a basketball and with a 9-point lead. And the pass is going to be stolen. And stolen back, and Herrera's shot misses. And a rebound down to Valley Falls. And a foul, whistle in the backcourt. Double dribble by Valley Falls. Atchison will get it back with 23. I'll tell you what. There have been enough errors by these teams in this game tonight. Feels like game one of a year. Some of the things that I'm sure as a coach, you'd like to think that we've got ironed out by now. Here's a turning shot in the lane. Herrera is good for two more. Give her 10 points. It is down 27-16. 12 seconds. 11 rolling along. The shot from the baseline is going to go up for Valley Falls. No good. Out of bounds with the rebound for the Phoenix. 9.5 seconds to go. The length of the court. Get her shot away, and they can do that. Here comes Herrera. She'll bring it up quickly. Into the forecourt at 6. Over to the left side with 4. And they're going to call her for a travel. So now at midcourt, Valley Falls will have 4.6 seconds to get a shot away. So many little errors by these teams this evening. 4 seconds, 3. The shot, the runner at the buzzer, no good. 3 quarters through. We're taking a break. We'll be back. Going to the fourth quarter in Nortonville, Kansas. It's the Atchison Phoenix, 27. The Valley Falls Lady Dragons, 16.
Need dependable electrical service? Gerber Electric in Atchison is here to light the way. From quick fixes to major projects, their trusted team delivers quality work backed by free estimates and a satisfaction guarantee. And while you're out, swing by their retail store at 405 North 17th Street for everything you need to keep things powered up. Bulbs, batteries, breakers, connectors, and more. Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition. Stop in or give them a call today.
K4 Ag in Valley Falls is your local farm partner. They have a full load of Soother Feeds protein tubs and mineral on hand and carry mixed 30 liquid feed. Call 785-945-3202 for pricing. K4 Ag also carries tires for vehicles of every size, from semis to tractors to passenger vehicles, to keep you moving on the road or in the field. Let them help you select the best tire for your vehicle and driving needs. See K4 Ag in Valley Falls, nurturing farms and growing success.
Go to the fourth quarter in Nortonville. And we will start 6 seconds in with a blocking foul on Atchison's Alondra Herrera. I think that'll be her maybe third foul of the game. It is. Her third foul, but first by either team in the fourth quarter. And for Valley Falls, a bit of a hill to climb. Trailing by 9. Baseline jump shot. That'll take a chunk of it. 3-point shot from the right side by Paisley Hine in her first points of the game, 27-19. 7:47 to play. Fisher's getting the net straightened out down here. So trailing a moment ago by 11, their largest deficit of the game. Valley Falls hits a big three early here in the fourth quarter. Gets it back to within 8. They go back on defense now, and we'll see how patient the Phoenix are handling the ball. A cross-court pass taken by Herrera. She'll bunny hop, go into the lane, put a shot up and in. Nicely done by Alondra Herrera. She's got a dozen, 29-19. And now the up-court pass is going to go out of bounds, but they will call a blocking foul, and it's going to be another one on Herrera. That will be her fourth. So, for Atchison, both Kaya Downing and Alondra Herrera with 4 fouls apiece. Downing is still on the bench. Here's a baseline shot. Hits the side of the backboard. Valley Falls, though, is going to recover. Rebound it down. The shot is going to be blocked out of bounds. It'll come back again to the Dragons. 7:12 to play in the game. Valley will have it into their offensive end. Baseball lob way out on top. Going to be handled up there by Gracie. Here's a baseline 3. Right on line, but too strong. And Valley Falls tries to save it in and somehow does, and we're going to have an Atchison foul. That was a nice job of getting the ball back into the floor of play to Paisley. That will be Atchison's third foul of the quarter. We're not a minute into the fourth quarter, and Atchison has committed 3 fouls, and that is going to be the third win by Laney Tate. There's the Dragons. They'll lose the ball. It's on the floor, and it's going to be saved. Brecken has it. Feeds to the block, kicks it across, their shot is up and good, and that is really nice movement of the basketball. Gracie Connor has 13. 29-21. 6.5 to play. Atchison up the floor, driving in. Herrera goes up, draws a foul, coming to the line for two. Again, not only does Herrera have four fouls, but on the bench for Atchison, Kaya Downing's been over there for a very long time. She's sitting there with four fouls, and I expect her to return to the floor very shortly. That's the first foul of the game for Gracie Connor. And the free throw for Herrera is going to roll away no good. Right now, Alondra is 2 of 6 at the free throw line. One more shot coming up. This one, perfect. So it is 30-21. 6.5 to go. And now on the inbound, Valley Falls is going to turn it over, and Atchison will have it back. So the Dragons giving Atchison a little bit of help, trailing by 9. Herrera way up top side, starts right, crosses over, dumps it back over to the left side. Into the corner they'll go, where the baseline shot is up and missing, and the rebound is going to go out of bounds, back again, it'll come to Atchison. So the baseline jumper by Tate was just a little too strong, but the rebound comes back in once more to the Phoenix. Carlin will bring it in. Gets it to Zariah, jumper from there, no good. And here comes Valley Falls. The upcourt pass to the right side, across through the lane, that's going to be stolen by Atchison. Zariah coming up with a basketball and up the floor with it. It's going to be Carly. Clem takes it down the left side. A little behind the back dribble. Brings it over to the left wing. And there's the travel. No whistle. Back out on top. It'll come to Alondra. She'll go from 15. Miss it. Rebound. Valley Falls. Here come the Dragons. 5:40 to play. Lots of contact. All the way up the floor. The skip to the block, the feed to the free throw line, the jump shot, no, the follow shot, no, the tip out on top, going to be on the floor, and rolling around, it's going to get out of bounds. Who's it belong to? Valley Falls. Here comes back into the game. We're going to see Kaya Downey. Malaysia Ross will check out. She gave her team some really nice minutes. The pass over to the right side. Valley Falls will go in, put the shot up and miss. Rebound tipped again. Save that on top. Dragons with the basketball down 9. The feed to the corner. The 3. Nope. Rebound Atchison. Here comes Burge. Coast to coast. Running shot. Good. Soraya with 6. 32-21. And for the second time, Atchison with an 11-point lead. The ball from the block, skipped out on top. Dragons go right side. Breckenmore is going to have the ball knocked away. Here comes Orion again. Another jailbreak to the other end of the floor. This time the runner doesn't go. And a travel on the left block. And if Valley Falls will go to the bench, and Cadron Stricker. So Strickler will come back in. 4.5 minutes left. Valley Falls has the ball down 11. Any comeback is going to have to start very soon. Here's a 2-point jumper, way too strong. And Atchison will rebound to miss. Phoenix going right to left here in this second half. Will lob it to the elbow, to the top for the 3. It's off the mark. Rebound down low to Laney. Kate has it. Atchison going to take a timeout. Let's do it. A break at 4:09 to go in the game. It's game one of our doubleheader from the JCN Girls Tournament. Atchison 32, Valley Falls 21.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
If you're a farmer, you make dozens of decisions on an hourly basis to keep your agricultural operation running smoothly. Hi, this is Mark Pazeska, Union State Bank of Horton, and we say thank you for all your hard work. Did you know our online banking can help you streamline and simplify some of your decisions? You can transfer funds, pay bills, and even interface with Quicken and QuickBooks with your Union State Bank online account. We are proud to help serve the area farmers at all of our locations, especially during this busy time of year. Learn more today at mybankusb.com, member FDIC.
As we return, Atchison, putting the ball in play out of the timeout, a quick shot misses. Valley falls with the rebound, goes to the other end of the floor, and the runner misses. Follow shot is up and misses. Rebound on the baseline. Atchison is going to save it. Here comes Herrera. Crosses over to the left side, dribbles it back out to the top, and we'll get a double dribble. Who's having trouble handling the basketball, and at 3:40 to go in the game, Phoenix up 11. Dragons have the ball. And again, for Valley Falls, a comeback effort. They're going to put one together. Better start pretty soon. It's going to take a little bit of time to fight back from this double-digit deficit they're facing right now. Here's a drive into the lane. Wild shot thrown skyward. Misses, and the rebound is going to go out of bounds. It is Phoenix basketball. Atchison coming into the game just under 500 at 5-6. Looking to even things up on the road here tonight. And back up the floor. Our second game is going to be the Northeast Kansas Nighthawks and Oskaloosa. Here's a baseline three for Atchison. Won't go. Kaya Downing rebounds it down, and now the ball is on the floor. Players running around for it, and do we get a jump ball? We do. With 3:02 to go, Atchison will be inbounding. Officials taking a moment. They'll be going in right in front of the Phoenix bench. Comes in deep in the right corner. Back out on top. The ball's loose on the floor. Valley Falls is going to pick it up, bring it into the forecourt. Racing down the court, Brecken. She'll come off on top. They'll look inside. The ball batted away and saved. Now it goes back door. The shot is up and spins off the rim too hard. Rebound Atchison. Carly Klim with yet another board. And again, Alondra Herrera up court with it. Kaya goes right side. Back out on top to Zariah. Bird, she'll swing it over to the left edge of tape. And as Valley Falls tries to come up with a steal, you heard the crash to the floor. That was Paisley Heinen, but she's up and okay. Atchison has it in, but now we're running out of time at 2:26 to go for Atchison. It's a tough job to go on the road against a team about whom you know very little. You've only got seven players. You got some of your team is out with some injuries, and they have really stepped up and done some nice things here tonight. Valley with the ball down the right side. The turn, the shot, missing it. Kaya way upstairs to sweep down the board. She has dominated in the middle when she's been out in the game. 2 minutes to play. Atchison with the ball, up 11. The pass over to the right corner to Tate. They trap her down there, and do we get a timeout? We do. We're taking a break. 1:48 to go in the girls' game. Atchison 32, Valley Falls 21.
Do you find yourself having to air up your tires often? Or does your car shake when you drive? Have you noticed bulges on a tire or uneven tire tread? These are signs it may be time to replace your tires. Don't be left out in the cold with a bad tire. Contact the professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country and let us find the right tire for your vehicle. Stop in and see us at Second Commercial in Atchison or call us at 367-2699.
Since 1996, R&S Maintenance Service has been a leader in industrial manufacturing, support, and repair in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, equipment removal and installation, and dumpster service, R&S Maintenance Service is a proud supporter of local student athletes. Visit online at rnsmaintenance.com or stop by off K4 Highway since 1996 in Meriden.
Atchison puts the ball in play quickly. They're going to bring it in over to the right side where the shot goes up and goes in for Carly Clem. Carly in double figures now with 10. Now Atchison coming up with a steal. Here's Zariah. Drives, leads, shoots, scores, Zariah. So it's 36-21, and we're at a minute 9 to go. Atchison has done a great job in the fourth quarter of not succumbing to the pressure. They've been able to battle with it. Here's a shot for the baseline right. It's going to be up and good. Paisley Heinen with her fifth point of the ball game. The Valley Falls has just not been able to mount any kind of offense here in the fourth quarter. We're inside a minute to go. Atchison by a 36-23 margin. They're going to move forward in the winner's bracket. Way out top side. Carly holds the ball in front of the Phoenix bench, kicks it down low, and we're going to get a quick timeout. Let's do it, Joseph. I know you can need a break. We're going to take it. Half a minute to go in the game. Atchison leading it 36-23.
Fresh, fast, and delicious meal in Atchison? Head to Subway, conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct. From made-to-order sandwiches and wraps to crisp salads, protein bowls, and breakfast options, Subway has something for everyone, any time of day. And be sure to watch for their special $6.99 meal of the day for a great deal on your favorites. Fresh ingredients, great value, and made just the way you like it. Eat fresh at Subway in Atchison.
Some things get better with time. Bourbon, work gloves, and Uncle Gary's mullet. At Mustang Seeds, we've been around 60 years, but we're not stuck in the past. We invest in top-tier seed and real partnerships, so your farm's ready for today and tomorrow. Because the best things don't just last, they evolve. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
As we return to Nortonville, Kansas, the Phoenix coming out of a timeout, put the ball in play, and then promptly they will go over and back at midcourt. Just one of those silly little errors, but Valley Falls will take the ball and put it back in play. 20 seconds left. They go to the right side of the lane, kick it back outside, sidestepping the defender, the running jump shot, nice. In the bucket is going to be Callie DeLong. That'll be her first point of the game, 36-25. 5 seconds for Atchison's going to dribble it out on top, and that's going to do it. Final score tonight, game one of the evening. It's the Atchison Phoenix, 36. Valley Falls 25, and we'll be back here in Nortonville to wrap it up for you right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7 FM. Stick around for our post-game show featuring your Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on right after this.
At Union State Bank of Atchison, they are rooted in tradition but always looking forward. That means that while they're always focused on delivering the latest advancements to their customers, they're grateful for the local customers that have been the foundation of their business. Each of their 8 branches has its own community history while enjoying the advances they can make as one community bank. At Union State Bank of Atchison, they celebrate the legacy of the past and the opportunities of the future. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville is the premier trailer dealer in Northeast Kansas, serving all of the Midwest. If you need a stock trailer, a cargo trailer, a utility trailer, they have them all. Visit BlueValleyTrailers.com or call 785-363-2224 today.
At Hummelgaard Family Dentistry in Atchison, your comfort and health come first. You're in good hands.
I'm Dr. Jordan Hummelgaard, formerly Campbell. I grew up right here in Atchison. Caring for the community means everything to me. We take time to listen and make sure you feel comfortable and cared for, whether it's your first visit or your 50th. When you walk through our doors, you're family.
Hummelgaard Family Dentistry at 913-367-7270 or stop by 817 Santa Fe in Atchison. Hummelgaard Family Dentistry.
Back here in Nortonville, Kansas at the Jefferson County North Midland Elementary School here in Nortonville. It's a site of having a first round games in the JC and Girls Tournament. We just saw Atchison have a nice win on the road here tonight over Valley Falls. For the Dragons, they were led by Gracie Connor with 13. 5-minute game for Paisley Hyndon. It was Kadrin Strickler with 4. Callie DeLong, 2. And the other one goes to Brecken Moore. Valley Falls moves down to 4-9 of the season for Atchison. How about Alondra Herrera? Huge Bank of Atchison player of the game. 13 points leading her team in scoring. Ends the game with 4 fouls, but was able to stay out there for virtually the entire game with those foul issues and led her club to a win here today. Double figures also for Carly Clem, who hit a couple of big threes early in the game to kind of set the pace. Carly with 10, 8 tonight. Soraya Burge, Kaya Downing with the rest of the scoring. Kaya battling foul trouble, but had another great game also for Atchison. And Coach Rebant's Phoenix team is now 6-6. We're going to take a little breather. We'll be back game 2 here this evening from Nortonville coming up shortly, as it will be the Northeast Kansas Nighthawks and Oskaloosa. Again, the final score in game 1, Atchison 36, Valley Falls 25. We're kicking it back to Joseph here in the Care Studio. We'll be back here in Nortonville before you know it.
Thanks for listening to our coverage of local high school basketball on Care Radio 93.7 FM and our post-game show featuring Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on. Stay informed with game recaps and the latest sports schedule on MSCSports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.